Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and the voice of my mom, Ruth Jones. Welcome to the Royal Blues Blog Talk, Real Talk with the Royal Blues. I just want to thank God for, start off by thanking God for life, health, and strength, a reasonable portion of my life, health, and strength. And I just thank God for my family. I thank God for just being real and who we are. And I thank God for just taking us through the things that we've been through so we can share with you guys. So to try to encourage you guys that if you just hang in there and hang on to Jesus Christ, you will win. I promise you, you will win. And I want to thank Elder Oliver and his beautiful wife, Lady Keisha Oliver, for having us on and, you know, trusting us with an hour on Thursday. And I thank God for my family. My middle daughter, Vanessa, is going to pray us in. And I will be reading, I will start off with the scriptures coming out of Proverbs 3, 1 through 9, I believe. I'm going to read the King James Version, and then my daughter is going to read the NIV. And we'll come back with the topic and our discussion. If you could pray us in, Vanessa.
Good evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for being here with us. Thank you, God, for leading all of us to this segment tonight for us to get whatever we need from you, God. I thank you for us all being here for something and here for expectation, God, and just waiting for you to flow through this segment, through this episode, to flow into all of us. I pray for all of us to take something with us, God. Please forgive us for anything wrong that any one of us, anybody listening, me, my family, anybody has ever done. God, please help us to do better, be better. People, help us to strive for better and help us, show us places inside of us that need more of you, that need more love and growth. Tonight I want to pray and ask you for you to remove all of us out the way, God, and for you to flow through each and every one of us on this call. I pray that somebody is touched today. I pray that everybody can take home something, take away something to add to their life. Or I just pray that it's just a great episode, God, just because you're flowing through it. I thank you, God, in advance. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And before I thank you, Vanessa. Before
Amen.
I get started on the scripture, I just want to say real quick. I don't know how quick it's going to be, but I want to say this before I get started. Before I read the scripture, today was another amazing day for the Blue Eggs. I just thank God for just being obedient and just keeping the love of Christ in my heart, and just always striving to be better, do better. And show my kids, we're around each other all day, every day. And they push me. They're pushing me to be a better person in general. And I thank God for them, because every time I say something, well, I'm going to say this real quick. It was something that happened that we found out. Something that happened, and we found out about it. And I said, stay out of the way, but it wasn't pleasing to my middle daughter. I said what I would have done or what I wouldn't have done or wouldn't have allowed or whatever, whatever. And I love my family because they check me real quick. Like, no, everybody's not like you. Why do you always, you don't have to, that's you. And I thank God for the correction. I thank God for not letting me always think that everybody thinks like me or would do or handle things the way I would handle it. And I just thank God for my family because cause we hold each other accountable all day, every day, even if it's, you know, walking past a coat hanger in the grocery store, in Walmart. Or like Vanessa said about some fruit or putting your grocery somewhere and you don't want to purchase it and you put it somewhere it's not supposed to be. That's how deep. It's not even deep. It's just holding you accountable for what you should be doing. We shouldn't make other people's jobs harder for our convenience. And I thank God for my family. What we got this subject. I don't know the subject. Vanessa's going to say the subject, but we were talking this morning. She called me on the FaceTime this morning, and she was hopping. She was doing her praise dance, and I'm like, "What's going on? What's going on?" And this is like every day, y'all. It's always something, in the Bluette family, and it's like God is just, oh my God. If everybody can just grasp just a piece of Christ, just a little bit, try just a little bit every day. Get up by just asking God to order your steps, order your thoughts. You know, put people in your life that can make a difference. Just anything that's going to make, you know, you be a better person. Just pray something, you know, to Christ in Jesus' name. And anyway, she called me this morning, and Vanessa was like, "Mom, mind you, my two youngest daughters never filed taxes. I don't think my baby boy ever filed taxes. He's 27. I have 20. She's 21. My other daughter's 18. And it hadn't really dawned on me because somebody stole our identity some years back, and I hadn't been able to file it. I've been trying to get, you know, all my stuff together so I can file, but it's some pieces still missing, so I can't file. So my middle daughter called me, and I've been encouraging them, just go ahead and file. If we have to pay back, if I have to help you pay back the money, you know, that you owe, then I'll help you pay back. But I want you guys to get everything in order because I don't know what God is getting ready to take us. And I always tell, even with our hearts, if you, you know, have something to get somebody, get it right. You know, call them, text them, whatever. I've done the same thing as well. But anyway, they're getting their taxes together. So Vanessa, this is her first year filing taxes. So I'm ready to help her pay back taxes. She called me this morning doing her praise dance. The amount that we expected to pay back wasn't even a fraction what she had to pay back, but they end up giving her almost triple. No, it was triple of what we was expecting to pay back. So after they deducted the money that she owed, it was triple of what we thought that we were going to pay back that they gave her. So I just thank God for just being obedient and trying to do things right, trying to get our hearts right, trying to get our finances right, because where God is getting ready to take us, I don't know where he's getting ready to take us, but we want to be ready when we get there. We don't want to be getting ready, or we don't want to try to be getting ready when he's already doing what he's called us to do. It'll be already done, and we'll just be ready to flow into whatever, you know, he has us has for us. So with that being said, I just love God. Just obedience. Just God knows our hearts. God knows our intentions. God knows, you know, if we have hidden motives, hidden agendas. He knows, and he's going to protect us, and he's going to show us how to get out or get in to what he needs us to get out or get into. And I just, y'all just flow with me, But God is good, and I love him. Y'all continue to just pray for us, but I'm going to go jump right into Proverbs. I'm going to read the King James Version, and Vanessa's going to read the NIV. And it reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandment. For length of days and long life and peace shall be add, I mean, that be that they add to thee. Let not mercy or truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health thy navel and marrow to the bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruit of all thy increase." May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his word. Vanessa, if you can read 1-9 as well from the NIV.
Okay, I have the NIRV, New International Reader's Version, and it says, "People make plans in their hearts, but the Lord puts the correct answer on their tongues. Everything a person does might seem pure to them, but the Lord knows why they do what they do. Commit to the Lord everything you do, then he will make your plans succeed. The Lord works everything out to the proper end. Even those who do wrong were made for a day of trouble. The Lord hates all those who have proud hearts. You can be sure that they will be punished. Through love and truth, sin is paid for. People avoid evil when they have respect for the Lord. When the way you live pleases the Lord, he makes even your enemies live at peace with you. It is better to have a little and do right than to have a lot and be unfair. In their hearts, human beings plan their lives, but the Lord decides where their steps will take them."
Wow. Read that one part again. Go up a couple of verses and read that again real quick.
Six. "Through love and truth, sin is paid for. People avoid evil when they have respect for the Lord."
Keep going.
When the way you live pleases the Lord, he makes even your enemies live at peace with you.
No. Keep going.
"It is better to have a little and do." It is better to have a little and do right than to have a lot and be unfair.
Wow. Read that one more time.
Mm-hmm. "It is better to have a little and do right than to have a lot and be unfair."
Wow. Okay. What was our topic for tonight?
Our topic was, I just put tonight's conversation is on how things work out in our lives if we just do our part.
Exactly. So who want to go first? Because I have a
Just because you shed light on that verse, "It is better to have a little and do right than to have a lot and be unfair." I feel like that can kind of go into like, can God trust us with what? Can you even do right with what you have first?
Exactly.
That's what I thought of, is doing right by what you have. And it reminded me of like when we were younger and we would say, "Mommy, we want to move," and you'd be like, "Y'all can't even clean up the house y'all got. How God gonna give you anything else when you can't even keep your house clean?" So it kind of reminds me of that, of how can you want more if you can't even do right with what you have? And God is all-knowing. So it's better to, you know, do right with the little that you have than to have a lot and be unfair with and not even appreciate what you have because it's so much. You know what I'm saying? But when God can trust you,
I feel like that's when the blessings overflow in the right ways in your life.
So, is it fair to say God is not giving us a lot because we don't know what to do? I mean, we're doing the wrong thing with the little bit that he's given us. So he can't trust you with more, like you said. I think you said that. He can't trust you with more because you're not doing right by the little bit that he's given you. So maybe reevaluate the way you're doing or what you're doing with the little bit that he's given you. Because I'm going to tell you, if God would have blessed me the way he's blessing me now, when you guys were here at the house, you know y'all was, y'all already spoiled. But you have access to everything, and you know everything that goes on and coming in and out. And I do believe everything that this word says, everything, not just some, I believe all the whole book. God is only going to bless you according to how you give, what you do with what you get, and how you treat his people. Okay? So why am I going to keep giving you if you're just going to just take care of you and your own? You're not trying to help nobody. You're not trying to, you know. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. What was the topic? Let me write it down so I won't forget it.
Yeah, I just wanted to expound on that. But I feel like, I'm trying to explain. Like, the thought is in my head. I'm trying to put
something
into words. Okay, go ahead while I think. Go ahead.
That first little part, what was it again? Say it again.
What, the scripture that I just read?
No, the topic.
The topic is, hold on, tonight's conversation is on how things work out in our lives if we just do our part.
No, you said something else. It was something else that you said, but it went along the lines of being humble.
About
I don't
not
know,
giving
just start
us,
talking.
Not giving us enough. Get a pen and start writing it down when we say it. So we can't keep going back to what we said because we can't remember what we said. We just talked, we just flowing. We don't have nothing written down. But when we say something, just write it down so you can come back and expound on it. But anyway,
it's better to have a little and do right than to have a lot and be unfair.
Right. So if you're humble in the little that you have, it's not even being humble, being grateful. Being humble and grateful with what you have and you're working, you're doing everything that you can with your little bit, God is going to bless you abundantly and beyond.
Pressed down, mm-hmm. Shaking the gap, running over.
And I feel like it's also that it's like you can go out and go get it on your own and work extra hard for it, but I feel like once you're walking in your lane and in your path and doing right with what you have, things fall into your lap. I feel like that's the difference. There's a lot of people out here with money that's putting blood, sweat, and tears into maintaining, getting it, all of that. But like I feel like when you're walking with God and walking in your path, things fall into your lap that you didn't even, it's like, God, do I even deserve, like, God, what is this? Are you serious right now? It's blessings like that. I feel like when you're maintaining what you have and doing right by what you have and giving with what you have, God will bless you with overflow and abundance.
The half cup, that cup that's half full, he's going to keep making it run over. So you can be a blessing to his people. He's gonna keep blessing you. He's gonna keep blessing you. Keep blessing you. Keep blessing you. Cause he can trust you. If he can't trust you, he's just gonna give you just enough to get by. He's just gonna give you just enough. Okay, if that's all they want, just enough. I'm just gonna give them just enough. But if you are faithful over a few, y'all already know. Y'all see it. And how long I've been saying, just file the taxes. I'll pay for it. just being honest and just doing our part, just doing that. And I just for folks who want to build their credit and want, you know, more, want to be more studious with their finances, and build their credit, my 18-year-old, I told her, well, I told both of my daughters, and I helped both of them. Get your secure credit card. Y'all write this down. Get a pen. Whoever's out there and want to build their credit and don't have credit. My baby girl is 18. Score was a 4. A 4. I said, baby girl, once you get a lump sum of money, put it on a secure credit card. Put it in your savings. Put it on a secure credit card. Her first credit score was 654. Just by doing just that. Just doing that. My middle daughter, I told her the same thing. I did hers first. I think her credit started building up when my husband helped co-sign on her car. But when she got that secure credit card, what? She passed me. She almost 800. Just be faithful. Just do right. Pay your bills. Pay them on time. Don't go over 30%. Matter of fact, don't even go over 20%. If you use your credit card, swipe it. Use your credit card for some gas or some groceries. By the 15th of every month, pay it off. Try not to go over 20% of whatever your credit card is. Pay it off by the 15th of the month. Watch your credit score. Watch it. It's not that other coaches have more than us. They do right by their parents. They listen to their parents. They do right by their money. My mom taught us how to make money. She taught us how to hustle. And I thank God for a group of women that embraced me, you know, and told me, Ricky, you hustling. You need to put all of this stuff. This is a business. Put all your stuff, file your taxes, do your stuff, because when God is getting ready to take us, baby, we have to have all this stuff in order. And they came in and they showing me, pouring into me, you know, wanting me to succeed. And I want everybody under the sound of my voice to succeed too. I'm telling you, once you come into the knowledge of Christ and try to walk right, live right, keep your heart pure, Proverbs, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. His love, just keep that one. Just keep that one, and all the rest of them will fall in place. With Mother Long used to, lady that I look up to, and she's gone on to glory. Her birthday is in August. We always celebrate it. But she used to always sing, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing, the best thing. You fall in love with Jesus, I'm telling you, he will direct your path. Lean not. And number 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. I still don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing what I do without even knowing what I'm doing. But God is sending the people to show me how to run the business part of it. God will send. He just want willing vessels. He just want willing vessels. Who's willing? That's all he wants is willing vessels. You don't have to understand everything. And that's my husband and Vanessa. They got to know everything before they even leap out or go or do. Just do it. You don't have to know everything. That's the smart one. That's the smart one. That's the book knowledge. They got to know everything. They got to make sense out of it. Yeah, it don't make sense.
Okay. I'm learning.
But half the time, do it make sense when I do it?
No,
it
don't make no sense,
okay.
And that's the point.
Okay, exactly. We could be riding down the street. We could be riding down the street. And I'm like, oh, Nani, I don't know why, but I'm going. And it's like, when we get there, it's like, oh, my God.
No. Something like that I can understand. When you hit me with stuff like, God told me to buy the whole building next door to, like, that's the stuff that's like, mommy, what are you talking about?
Like,
no, Vanessa, you have to explain that. Explain that, please. Like, I don't know what to explain. Like, she literally jumps out and does stuff like that. Like, God told me to go buy this 15-passenger van right now. Like what?
Okay, Let me explain what they're talking about. Okay, I have one building, and I was given the opportunity. Well, Ricky, do you want this other building with eight bedrooms in it? What I was going to do with it, I don't know, but God told me to get it. Not knowing why I was getting it. I didn't need it, but God told me to get it. Okay, with that being said, I'm sitting in my in the parking lot, my boss's old building. I'm just sitting there. My parent had already came and left. So I was just sitting there just chilling, chilling with one of my clients, one of my evening clients. We was just up there chilling. And this lady passed by. She was coming. She came, and where it is, it's in the cut. Nobody even goes back there where the building was. Nobody comes back there. So this lady comes through the parking lot. She said, we were just wondering what you guys, my daughter named Faith, she was just wondering what you guys do here. I said, well, I work with special needs youth and adults. She said, oh, okay. I was just wondering. I said, well, what do you do? She said, well, inmates out of jail, when they're coming out of jail, and she housed them for 3 months and help them, you know, get on their feet, you know, for 3 months, get them, you know, jobs or whatever. But she was looking to consolidate some of her houses and make it into one. I said, oh, really? Tell me a little bit more. So she said she was looking for, you know, a bigger house. She had a 3-bedroom and another 4-bedroom. So how many rooms is that? So I'm thinking.
Seven.
I said, okay. Exactly. So God deals with the overflow. He gave her more than she needed.
Extra.
Okay?
That's
so
crazy. One more extra.
So God told me right then and there, that's her building. That's why I told you to get it. So I said, ma'am, God just told me to give you the building that I just got. Now, mind you, I have 6 months free on this building. Okay, I had already started decorating the place, putting fire alarms, paid for the fire alarm system, paid for everything. It's up and getting ready to run. I even went down there, got the license and everything for this building, not knowing why I'm doing it. But God told me to do it, right? So I told her, meet me over to the building. She can look at it and see if it's, you know, feasible for what she wants. So she comes there. She said, oh, this is perfect. This is what I need. I gave her the keys. I said, you can have it. She said, how much? I said, you can have it for free. She said, TG, 5 months? I said, no. She said, 6 months? I said, you can have the whole 6 months for free. She said, no. I said, you know what? Only thing I asked her for, I said, you can have the security, everything that I put in, you can have it. I just bought a brand new bed, plastic still on it, headboard, football. I bought some stuff. You already put it in. I said, you can have everything. You can have it. Desk. I had a few desks in it. I had everything. You can have everything that was in it. I'm not even going to tell you what people was. I could have charged her. I'm not going to say what other people said. I'm going to say this. I could have charged her 6 months. I could have charged her 6 months. But why would I charge her 6 months? Could have made a little bit of money. God would test you like that to see what you're going to do. Okay? If somebody gave something for you for free, why would you turn around and charge somebody for it? Why? So he can't trust you. So guess what? You failed that test. He gonna anyway. That's how God talked to me. Okay, that's how he talked to me. So I end up giving her that building, and another building came up right around the way, and I said, "Do you want this building?" 3 buildings in the same complex. So by me being faithful, oh, let me back up. I'm not even gonna go that way. But the third building, I called her and told her, and she called me back. She said, "Ricky, I'm gonna get that building too." She said, "By the way, now I'm looking for some more fold-up tables. I'm looking for some more tables and chairs because the virus, I wanted to, you know, spread my clients out. And because we have a community center, my boss ended up finding me a community center to house our special needs youth and adults to do activities. We teach them how to cook. We teach them how to vacuum, life skills and stuff like that, and we take them on outings. But anyway, my boss found that one. So if you just walk in your – just try to live right. The only thing I'm saying is don't – lean not unto your own understanding and keep your heart right. Let not the mercies of truth forsake thee. Bind them around thy neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Okay, write them on the tablets of your heart. Walk around so that you can find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. What do we pray every day? Divine connection. Touch your people's hearts that can make decisions on our behalf. Okay? I'm telling y'all, Christ is everything to me. If I would have known it was this easy, people say it's hard living right. No, it's not. It's harder living wrong because you're looking over your shoulder, you know, trying to, you know, who, you, no. No, it's become easier when your heart is right and you want to do right. It becomes easier. And stop trying to figure out everything. Just flow with Christ. Just flow. Just live. So many people stressed out trying to get all they can and can all they get. Open up your hand and live free. Tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow's not promised. So much money when baby girl was sick, when I was in the hospital for 2 months, I saved so much money. When I got a, honey, I think I witnessed more when she was sick and saved so much money when she was sick. When she disappeared, God told me to go back to sleep. In that dream, I heard her say, "Call my name, Ma." Now she missing. I got up out the bed. I'm looking. I'm like, God would just let me know she was all right. When I got up, here go the enemy. All that money you said, you need to put out a reward. Now, mind you, I had already promised somebody some money that I was going to give them. And I'm not talking about no chump chain. I'm talking about a few thousand dollars. Okay, your dad said let me let y'all speak. I'm just going to say this. I just gave out. Tell you, the more I gave, my baby, it wasn't about me getting anything back. I was giving for my daughter's healing. It was supposed to take her 18 months to 2 years to do what she was doing before she left the hospital. Okay, I had to make a phone call. God said, check this out too, y'all. If you got something in your heart and you ain't dealt with it yet, you better deal with it because you holding up either your kids' healing, your husband's healing, your mama's healing. You holding up some blessings because of your heart. Get your heart right. Fix your heart. I had to make a phone call and a text to let somebody know how I felt because I didn't want to hinder my daughter's healing. And because I did that, it didn't take her but 2 months to learn how to walk, to learn how to swallow, to learn how to use the bathroom, brush your teeth. She couldn't do nothing. She was an invalid. She couldn't even swallow, y'all. I had to suction her mouth. Always love the hell out of people. Literally, love the hell out of people. Because like my daughter told me yesterday, everybody is not like me. Everybody don't know how to, don't know, everybody don't know how. But guess what? We can show them how. We can show them how. Go ahead. Somebody else. Go ahead and talk. Your dad told me to be quiet. If y'all have anything else to say, I'm going
to Mommy, you don't have to. You don't have to be quiet, Mommy. You did everything you
need. Hey,
right, keep going. Right. But I wanted to make a comment. I took heed what you're saying. Write stuff down when you think of it. Because you made a, you said, like, if you would have charged her, that you would have failed the test. I wanted to say it's not necessarily – that wouldn't have been a fail. I think God would have just met you where you were. He could see where you were, and he can meet you at a higher place. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't say it would be failing. It's like God would just meet you where you were. He'll see – like, he does things to see where we are in our lives. So I wouldn't say, like, let's say you did charge her for that 6 months. I wouldn't necessarily say, oh, you failed that test. I say that God will meet you where you were. Like, sometimes the test to see where your heart is at. I wouldn't say you failed it. He just met you right there.
Like, okay, now so I'll put it like this. So I'll put it like this. God already knew that he could trust me with it. That's why he gave it to me.
Okay,
he knew I wasn't going to fail the test. He knew I wasn't going to fail the test. Because why would he give me something that I don't need? For me just to have it.
There was no test to fail.
Exactly. So he knows I don't buy stuff for myself to just hold on to it just to say this is what I got. No. And y'all know that. I buy stuff to be a blessing to other people.
And then with the little change that you do have,
you would get you a little something.
Right, every once in a while, right. But that's what blows my mind about you is the faith that you have. That's what I brought it up for is like to say God told me to get this building next, like what? And you just have faith because you know you don't need it and you don't know why God is telling you. But that shows also even though you're so busy and full of energy, your mind is still, because it's so stayed on him, you can hear from him at all hours of the day because he is your everything. He is your morning to the night. Even though you're so busy and consumed with a lot throughout your day, because you seek after him all day, literally you don't even be listening to music. You listen to Joel Osteen all day. You pray every morning. Like, you're just always stayed on him. So it's like you're always in a place to hear from him throughout your day. So I feel like that's also important with the faith that you have, is that you don't really allow things to come and cloud your mind throughout the day, even your job occupation or even you as a person. You don't really, it's not that you, I'm not going to say you don't like, you just stay around kids, you stay around special needs, you just stay in pure form so that you can just, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's important to do, like, have things throughout your day that keep you in your purest form to hear from God at 24
pure.
Hours.
That's why I like them, because they're pure. They tell me if my breath stinks. They tell me if I got a book on my nose. And it's not offensive. They tell me because it's there and because it's true. That's why I like my special needs. I love them because they are pure and they're not judgmental. They love me for who I are and who I am. If I pass gas or fart, they might do it too, just because I did it. You know what I mean? They're not offended because I farted.
Yeah.
They might say, ew, Gigi, you stink. Okay, and start laughing about it. You know, and they're easy to please. And there was one time you guys used to say, Mama, you love them special needs more than you love me. No, I like being around them more because I can take them to Quick Trip and get a 49 cent ice cream. Where y'all, I want boosters. I want, what is that? The explosion, the ones that pop in my mouth. And I'm like, okay.
Cotton candy explosion.
Cotton candy explosion. I'm just saying, they're easy to please. Anywhere I take them, they enjoy being out with me. And I enjoy being out with them because I can go anywhere. We can sit up under the pavilion while it's storming outside, while y'all scary behind want to go back. Oh, it doesn't even like me. We out there doing the cha-cha slide. Until the rain subsides. Then we'll go take a walk and splash in the mud. That's what we do. But it's not that I love them more. I just enjoy myself every day around them because I can be my silly self. I don't have to be uptight. I don't have to, not that I'm going to put on in front of anybody anyway, but I can just, you know, act silly and do what I enjoy doing, having fun. And my, like my mom, she used to, I get it from her. So blame her. Blame your granny. But anyway.
It's not a blame. I love it. I love that about you. And I just brought it out just so, just to encourage everybody. That's just her example because that's her occupation. Well, not even a job. That's her, her hobby that she creates. She gets money for her. But I just wanted to say that to say, you know, try to surround, even if you work in a cubicle, I don't know, having some gospel playing in your earphones or like having scripture decorations. I don't know, just making sure you're trying to have God, incorporate God into your life on a day, like all day, every day, so that you can be in a place to hear from him, be in that spiritual room to hear from the Holy Spirit throughout your day, just like how something can tell her to turn down this road right here or go to the store at this time and she run into the right person at the right time to tell her the right thing. Like, if I could write down what happens in this lady's life every day, it's so crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just
it's
using
to
her
the point where it's not scary, but it's like, wow. Like, what?
It is scary. Like, how did that happen? How did you know to go to the store and go down that aisle to see that person? Like, what? That's what I'm just saying. Like,
it,
to try to
it
be,
don't have nothing to do
walk,
with me.
Like,
it's nothing that I've done. Nothing.
Right,
and it,
right.
And you remember the last year I fasted from any radio because, you know, I spend a lot of time in the car. That whole year, 10 whole months, one of the months had passed, and I forgot that I said that I was gonna fast from the radio for a whole year. Doing stuff like that so you can hear from God, it helps. It helps. Just being in a mindset of praying all day. And we knock other religions, but I took on the Muslim, how they pray all day long. They take out that time. I seen a lady in the back of Walmart. I didn't know what she was doing. I called security. She was kneeled down in the back with something over her head. I'm like, what's going on? I mean, if a lady back here, I don't know what she's doing. They said, I think she was one of the employees, that she do that every day or whatever. She said, oh, that's their culture. They're back there praying. Okay, I didn't know if I had to get up out of the, you know, Walmart. It was, I don't know. But anyway, but just taking praying all day, asking God to, you know, be a light unto your path and a lamp unto your feet, just, you know, just trying to, when you get a connection with this is what, I was the worst of the worst. I was bad as homemade sin. I don't wonder why my kids have some attributes. I don't. And I never told them this, but I can tell them this now. All kids are liars until proven innocent. Because I was a liar. Okay? I was that kid. I would set a field on fire and blame it on my brother, and I did. That's something that I did. And blamed it on my cousin and ran in the house and told my mom, look what Clipper and Reggie set a fire in the field. She whooped my behind. I'm like, why are you whooping me? She already knew who did it. I'm like, why are you always blaming me? Now, I'm turning it back around, and that's what liars do. They'll try to flip the script on somebody or change the subject or try to switch it back on somebody else or try to get the blame off of them. And how did I get on that topic? How did I get on that? Liars. Anyway.
Go ahead. I think you was just saying that you was the worst of the worst and God turned you around.
Yeah, I was the worst. Why would God choose me? Why? I mean, being the bad seed, I was the worst of me and my oldest brother, Scotty. We stayed in trouble. I used to get a whooping every week, every, it seemed like every day. And my older sister used to say, Mama, please don't. She used to feel so sorry for me. Ricky, do right. I couldn't. I didn't want to. Why? But guess what? I see why now. I was raised so rough and so, because for me to reach back and pull those up and let them know, you know, it's nothing too hard. If God can save me, he can save anybody. Anybody. Because I'm telling you, I was, oh, I'm not even going, we don't even have enough time to even talk about how bad I was. But anyway, but God is good. He is the bomb. And it's nothing I've done so great to deserve all the favor that I have. And God has favored me my whole life, even when I was doing my dirt. He would anything I've ever asked for, anything. My kids is a witness. My husband is a witness. My siblings, my mother, everybody is a witness. Everything I've ever asked for, I got it. So why not share? Why not be a blessing? Why not? Because he knew he could trust me. He knows he could trust me. He know I can, he could trust me with his word. He know he'll trust me with his people. He know he could trust me with whatever he give me. My finances. He could trust me. He could trust me. And that's all you have to do is ask God, Lord, even if he can't trust you right now, help me get to that point. Lord, help me get to that point where you can trust me. He will help you, but you got to do your part. Oh, that was the other part, right? You have to do your part. We have to do our part. We can't just want the favor of God and not do our part.
Can I talk right quick?
Say it again.
I say, can I talk?
What you saying, buddy? Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool. So it's literally like, okay, think of the left twig and the right twig. Side, like, let's see. How can I word this? You can't have one side and expect the other to be there. You have to, you know, join them together so they can come together. You know what I'm saying? If you doing whatever you want to do, and God is, you know, he's still blessing you because God, like, you're up, you're listening to this right now. You know what I'm saying? He still decided to wake you up this morning. So he's already doing some of it. That's like, come on, he's doing, like, come on. That's enough for me. But you have to be willing to pitch in the other half, because just imagine you grateful that you waking up this morning, like, oh, this is another day, cool. Okay. Imagine if your other half was in, and now it's like it's more than just waking up. You see how much favor you have of just, you know what I'm saying? You have to, like, it's a relationship. God, Jesus, they are, like, that's your boo. Come on. You know you would want someone to be loyal to you, so you have to do the same. So, yeah.
Okay. Good point. Just do what
now.
Do your due diligence. Okay. We have to do our part. We have to.
I have a quote I want to read that I had wrote down. Yeah. Okay. It says, "Do not be troubled by your struggles, challenges, and obstacles. Do your best each day and leave the rest for God to handle. There is absolutely no burden too heavy for him to lift off from your shoulders. You can definitely pull through if you strongly believe with an undying faith." So, you know, a faith that's there no matter what, undying, it never dies. No matter what, you still have faith in God. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You have to.
And another thing I wanted to add to the conversation was that you can't be – when you're stepping out on faith and we're trusting God, I feel like a lot, something that –
kind of, I know I struggle with this, maybe somebody else listening may be too, but you can't be afraid of what other people's opinions. Other people, just like how I'm talking to my mom and I'm saying, mommy, that's crazy. Sometimes it'll be better if you don't, when you hear directly from God and you know it's God, sometimes it's best to move and not even talk to anybody and they just see the results of what God told you to do. Sometimes it's best to just hear from God and just go for it, because sometimes talking to other people can kind of deter you or get you confused, or you're listening more so to their voice than what
cloud
you heard originally
judgment.
From God. So,
cloud your judgment.
Yeah, so I just want to say, like, some, you know, I have a problem with sometimes thinking of how other people would view me, or I'm going to look like this or I'm going to look like that. But I kind of stepped out of that once I created my organization Vent Break and posting me talking about God, talking about Jesus, talking about, you know, stuff like that, even to people that are my age, just to show them that it's okay to be bold in Christ. It's okay to have a bold faith. You know what I'm saying? So some, you know, we kind of, I just said that just because in case somebody else had, you know, that issue with being able to still step out on faith while not, you know, worrying about what other people are going to say. So yeah, you don't want to miss your blessing.
Amen. And a lot of people do. Worrying about what other people going to think or going to say. You can't worry about what other people say, because I'm going to tell you, I would have missed out on a whole lot of blessings. Sometimes I come home with your dad, he'd be like, really, Ricky? Even with the cement, I want it in the back. He'd be like, really, Ricky? Do we have to do it like that? Or, you know, hey, just do it. Don't wait. Don't ask nobody's opinion. Everybody got one, but is it the right one? Some people will cloud your judgment. Like I said, they'll cloud it. I wrote something down about, if God told you to do something, who did you let talk you out of what God told you to do? And you can't get mad if you let somebody else talk you out of it. Don't let people say, if you know that you heard from God to do something, don't let people talk you out of it. Because then God is not slack. Trust me, if God told you to do something, it's no devil in hell. Oh, my husband said, this is what it was. My husband the other day, he told me what I could, he said, that's not going to fit in there. Oh, that's not going to go on there. I was putting a patio set together. And I wanted to stack one on top of the other by the door, because I was going to take it through the door once I finished all of them, right? And he told me, Ricky, that chair's not going to go up there like that. And he made a comment after I got it up there. He said, you know what? You don't let nothing, I think, how did he put it? He said, you don't let nothing stop you from doing something. You find a way to get it done. But the same concept, if God told you to do something, just do it. Don't worry about how it look or what it looked like. It's not going to fit or it's not. Just do it. Don't worry about if it don't look like it fit or it's not going to go. If God told you to do it, just do it. Because he's going to make it work. God will make it work. But like I said before, he's looking for willing vessels. Don't worry about how it's going to get done. If God told you to start a ministry over here, and you don't know how and who going to run it or who, what, when, if you just go ahead and purchase it, just like the movie said, build it and they'll come. That's what came to me when I found my first building. And y'all remember the story about how I found that? Or no? My husband was, I'm just going to say this and we can wrap it up. The first building that I got, I had a set of triplets and a little girl with Down syndrome. And I had a young man to cut, and I raised him, and I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do? Now that I didn't raise these kids, I want wanted to try something different. So I already certified two people in my subdivision to become in-home child care providers. So this young man came to my home on the weekend. He was 20. He aged out of school. He was 22 years old. He was getting in trouble in an apartment complex. And he had went to this other home where they keep them, you know, overnight. And I went to go drop him off, but I passed the building. And when I turned back around, I called the lady, and I said, I think I passed the building. She said, well, just go up the road and just turn around, and you will see us on the left. So when I went down, it was meant for me to pass the building, and it was meant for me not to see the building, because when I turned around at the end of the road, I looked over. I just passed this building, and I passed a field, and I didn't see what was written on the field until I turned back around and looked back over there. It said, build it and they'll come. That was the first encounter with that, right? Build it and they'll come. So about a couple of days or maybe a week later, my husband was upstairs looking at that movie, Field of Dreams, I think that's the name of it. And as I was coming up the stairs and went in the room, it was on the part again, build it and they'll come. I'm like, okay, Lord, I guess you're telling me to step out on faith. Go ahead and do, you know, get this young man and go find a building. And the rest is history. But anyway, it's more to the story, but we're running out of time.
So out of all the blessings she has received, all the things that came to fruition, everything that all the things that seem ridiculous that turned out okay, she does have some flesh, things that she do that don't turn out right. So she's not perfect, but what she is implementing is that if you trust in God, he will make everything correct. He will make everything come through. He will make everything turn out all right. So sometimes I let her just do her thing, and sometimes I play the devil's advocate and make her think. And that's on the fleshly things that she think about that she don't do. So I don't want y'all to think that it's perfect. It's not. As a Christian, you can have fleshly ideas. But as a Christian also, if you listen to God, everything that he tells you will come through.
But even with the fleshly things, God turned it out for my good.
He turned it out for your good so I can jump on you. That was your good.
It don't matter. He still do it, though. That part. He always turned it out for my good. It always turns out for my good. Always. And that's
so I do want to say this.
It always.
I want to say this. Abraham had been waiting for a son for about, I think, 25 years. And when he was at 75, God told him he would have a son, and his generation, his descendants, would be innumerable. So 25 years, him and his wife waited for that to happen. His wife even tried to intervene and give him a stepson through her maid. But as Abraham stood still and believed in the faith of God, he gave him that son at 100 years old. And God one day told him, I think Isaac was about, he was a teenager, when God told Abraham, I need you to sacrifice your son, and I will show you the place to do it. So the next morning he got up and went to Mount Moriah, where God had told him to go to sacrifice his son. He had the wood. He had the knife. He had the fire, but he didn't have a sacrifice. And his son asked him, where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said to his son, God will provide one. But Abraham also knew that God said sacrifice his son. So he told the people that went with him, or the servants that went with him, me and the lad will be back. And that is a very important statement that Abraham made when God told him to sacrifice his son, but he told the people that worked for him, the servants, me and the lad will be back. He went up to the mountain, prepared it, the wood, the fire, he had the knife, and he bound his son and put him on the wood, right? And put him on the wood. And when he raised the knife to sacrifice his son, God said, no. No, he said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I, Lord. So when he did that, Abraham looked and saw a ram caught in the thickets or in the bush and provided a sacrifice. But the overall story is that he believed God that he could still provide what he promised. And that is the hardest thing you'll ever do in life is to sacrifice something you love, something that was promised to you. And I have seen over the years that my wife has sacrificed a lot of stuff to be where she is now, believing in the word of God, having faith in the word of God. And it's hard for a lot of people to do that, even Christians to do that. So we must believe God for his word. We must quiet our atmosphere to hear God like you do. We must follow the word of God because every word in the book of God and the Bible is true. But I appreciate you. I see where you was. I see where you're at. We had a lot of ups and downs, but the ups outweigh the downs on anything you count. And I appreciate you, sweetie.
And I appreciate you, sweetie.
And that will wrap it up for our Real Talk with the Royal Blues. I just want to offer Christ to anybody that's out there. If you want to experience the things that we experience, hearing from God, only thing you have to do, and I've been saying accept, believe. And it's... the only thing you have to do is just ask God to come into your heart. Believe that he died and rose on the third day. All you have to do. It's nothing complicated. Only thing you have, that's all you have to do. Romans 10:9-10. Accept him in your heart and believe that his son, Jesus Christ, died and rose on the third day. And just, he knows where you are. He's going to meet you where you are. You don't have to have the faith that I have. You don't even have to. You don't even have to do the things that I do. Just be yourself, and that's what he loves about me. He loves about my family. We're not trying to put on like we got it together because we don't. We're striving. We're striving. We're trying. Striving means trying to live right. We're trying to love right. We're trying to do right in the sight of man and God. Okay? And that's all you have to do. Ask God every morning to help you with your struggles, those hidden fears and those private struggles. God will help you with them. But you have to be willing to give them up. I was so willing to give up drinking. I said, God, kill me first before I even think about going back to drinking. Because I was a hot, dirty mess. We'll fly your head and ask questions later.
All right.
No, it's not. No, that's the truth. That's the truth. I'm just trying to reach somebody to think they're too far gone. The kingdom of God would go all the way down to the gutter and pick you up and turn you straight around. If you just ask him
right.
to come into
right.
your heart and accept him. If he saved me, I'm telling you, I was a mess. He will help you with those hidden struggles, those private struggles, and those hidden fears that you have. And I'm going to ask my youngest grandchild. She's 5. Is she going to pray us out tonight?
Yes, I have my daughter here, the one and only Destiny Zion Peretti, DB on the beat, you know, the dumb daughter. Can anybody?
Hey, Deb.
She's okay. It's tough one.
Hey, Deb.
Thanks. Thanks.
Love you.
Love you too.
You ready? 3, 2, 1. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
God, for another day. Jesus' name, say, him has blessed you. Thank you, God, for another day. And our name is great. Amen.
Okay, one more time, big girl. Okay, come on. Because she said it every night. She's a little shy, y'all, but we prayed that God gets rid of her shyness. Come on. You ready?
Yeah.
Come on. Go.
Thank you, God, for another day. In Jesus' name I pray, God bless us and why I'm not here.
At the end of the hallelujah, you know, we remix it a little bit, you know. Keep it.
Well, thank you, Destiny. And I thank you, God, letting us come into your homes or in your cars or wherever you might be listening. We will see you guys next Thursday. And also my daughter, Vanessa, is on Wednesdays, Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m., the same station, same number. I thank God for just allowing us to see another Thursday. And we will see you guys next Thursday, Lord willing. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Good night.
Peace.
Thank you.